Well, this is really a packed youth expression showcase. My friend Dennis Henderson is out there from Max. And when Mr. Henderson told me about this debate team, I wanted to be sure we would have them on immediately. Here's another chair. Why don't you grab that and you can get up to the table with the rest of us, because I want to be sure that we can hear everybody's voices, and it's important that you are relatively close to the table and the microphones. First, I would just like everybody to introduce themselves by name and then give a shout out to anybody you might like to give a shout out to. Gio's still getting some headphones ready for you, but we can still get started as he does that. I'm going to start with you.
My name's Paige Washington.
Anybody? That's okay. If you want to say hello to anybody, go right ahead. Tell me how old you are and what grade you're in and what neighborhood you live in, too, please.
I'm 12, and I'm in 7th grade, and I live in Perrysville.
Nice to meet you. Let's see who's sitting right next to you with the I'm not lazy, I just really enjoy
doing nothing.
I like it. That's the shirt he's wearing. Tell me about you. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Todd Best, and I'm 13.
What community do you live in?
I live on the north side, outside of Manchester.
Excellent. What grade are you in?
I'm in 8th grade.
Nice to meet you. And now let's see who's next. Just pivot the microphone over so we can hear you. That's it.
Hi, my name is Jamer Washington, and I'm in 8th grade, and I'm 13 years old.
And do you also live in Perrysville?
Yes.
I thought so. Are you two related?
Yes.
I thought you might be. And you're next.
My name is Shantae Amedi, and I'm in 8th grade. I'm 13.
And where do you live?
In Manchester.
Nice to meet you, and we've got another person right here.
Hello, my name is DeAndre Gordon. I'm in the 8th grade. I'm 14. I live in Brighton Heights.
Nice to meet you. I don't live too far from you. I live in Avalon, just right up the street. And let's tell you what, we're going to work from the other side first and start with you. Tell me your name.
My name is Amira Jackson.
And you're in 8th grade?
Oh, no, I'm in 7th.
7th, and what community do you live in?
Brighton Heights.
Excellent. And now let's meet who's sitting next to you.
Hello, my name is Peyton Washington. I'm in the 7th grade. I'm 12 years old, and I live in Perrysville. And I'd like to give a shout-out to Katy Perry, because today she's turning 30.
All right. So do we have three related Washingtons here?
Yes.
6th, 7th, and 8th?
Just 7th and 8th.
7th and 8th. Got it. What's nice to have you here. And then we've got you. Just lean up and say hello, and we'll be able to hear you.
My name is Bobby Bugs, and I'm 13 and 8th grade, and I live in Brighton Heights.
Thank you, Bobby. Now, this group has been preparing for a debate that it's on the 28th, right? It's coming up at Point Park University, and you were given the subject of whether, I think it's, well, can somebody tell me the subject? Yeah, go ahead.
Should healthy eating be a personal choice, or should it involve government regulation?
And I suspect some of you have you taken sides that regardless of how you personally feel about it, have you been told to take a side? Please just explain how this all works.
Well, right now we're just focusing. We did essays on pros and cons. We're not exactly on one side yet.
I see. And what will you be doing when you go to the debate? Do you have a sense of how that's going to take place?
No. Well, they told us that they're not going to let us know what team we are on until 10 minutes before the debate.
I see. So right before the debate, you're going to have to adopt the side. That's kind of scary. Have any of you done this before?
No.
Well, this is going to be an exciting opportunity, I think. So I'm just going to ask some of your points. What's a good thing about government requiring healthy food? Does anybody have any reasons why they think that's a good idea? And I understand, and I want our audience to understand, these aren't necessarily opinions of the kids, but they're the arguments they've laid out in the event they're assigned to argue that side.
The obesity and diabetes rates would go down a lot.
And why would that be a good thing?
Because
for the government to care about.
Because diabetes, one out of every seven people who die is because of diabetes, and it's the seventh leading killer in America.
Don't people themselves have enough in their power to prevent that? Why would the government want to get involved, do you think?
Well, I would say the government will get involved because their job is to protect us, and they're just doing what they're supposed to do.
Does anybody have anything to add on that? I've been told to challenge you a little bit by Mr. Henderson. That's why I'm doing that, just so you know.
Well, if you think about it, a lot of personal choices affect people's lives. Like Sokard, he said, diabetes and obesity. And you think about personal choice, they decided to eat, which caused overweight and obesity, and they decided to die. And the government can kind of help out with that and tell us what certain foods have inside and like what it contains. Or it could try to like give you diet foods to help out with your situation.
And also, if we have more government regulations on our healthy food, it will add a 10 years extra to our life expectancy, so it will give people a longer chance of life.
Also, back to what Jay Moore said, personal choices led to terrible decisions. Like, even if we take it not into this minor perspective of obesity, but over to other personal choices, like 9/11, that was a personal choice they made, and it turned out affecting a lot of Americans in the world. So personal choice isn't really a great thing.
Let's have two more arguments that get at the heart of why the government should be forcing us to eat healthy food by regulation as opposed to letting us decide to eat our own things. I saw your hand up. Let's get that mic in front of you.
Well, certain people don't have the right mindset of like why they need to eat healthy. And like with the government's help, they could like slowly start to be able like to help people process that you should eat healthy, and it'll actually help you in the long run.
And I think I saw, we'll take three more. Go ahead.
Also, the government, written in the preamble, says the government ensures domestic tranquility or peace at home. So that means they should ensure peace, but it's not peaceful, all the side effects of diabetes and obesity.
Interesting. And you had one?
Well, the government, they wouldn't really force us to eat the food. They would just, like, influence us and help us to live a better life.
Ah, okay, so more of an educational program. We'll get an opinion from you and you, and then we're going to go to the other side of the argument. What were you going to say? This is in support of government regulation for healthy eating.
Well, I was going to say because when you have, like, diabetes or, like, when you're obese, you need certain types of medicine. And the medical cost for those medicines is, like, very high because the U.S. spends at least $3.8 trillion per year on medicine and everything.
Wow. Okay, so it's an economic argument. And then you've got one to close up.
Also, lastly, the government is the government. They have the power to change the unhealthy foods and make them lower Americans, they usually say that they can't afford to eat healthy, but the government is the government. They have the power to change the, to add taxes onto the unhealthy foods and to lower the taxes on the healthy foods so even our lower economy can eat healthy.
Interesting. So we can make healthy food more affordable for people. If you're just joining us, these are middle school students at Manchester Academic Charter School, and they're preparing for a debate they're going to be taking place in at Point Park University this week, October 28th. And they don't know what side they're going to have to argue yet. So they've been preparing arguments pro and con as to government regulations to force healthy eating or to create standards for healthy eating. Now we're going to take a few minutes and have them argue the reverse side. By the way, Katie Liu is going to be playing piano coming up with the Pittsburgh Youth, or I should say the Young Artist Series of the Pittsburgh Concert Society coming up shortly. So why should the government stay out of our kitchens and out of our refrigerators, and should healthy eating be totally a personal choice? Who's first to tell me? And who hasn't had a chance to say any? I don't think you have, so tell us what you think about this.
Well, on the other side of the argument, I do believe that the food is some people just can't afford to buy the healthy food like Market District, and they're forced to go to McDonald's and fast food restaurants, which is like bad for them, but they have no choice over it because they just simply can't afford it.
So the government would force people to spend money on food instead of other things, which could lead people to doing things other than what they want to do, it sounds like. Do you have a comment about that or another argument?
Well, some negative effects of government regulations is that it will increase our cost to afford them by $550 per year. So it might lead people to poverty, and that's a negative effect.
Healthy eating could put people in poverty. Yes.
Well, this is America. Like, that's really, like, the only point. The government is unconstitutional of them. Our Ninth Amendment states whatever is not in the Constitution goes to the people. And last time I checked, the Constitution says nothing about health. Government regulating what we eat.
So I've got the right to eat the fattiest hamburger I want.
If you want to.
Or I can eat a black bean burger without a bun and wash it down with spring water.
Because it's America.
Because it's America. Any other reasons, pro, as to healthy eating should be a personal and only a personal choice? We'll go to you and then you. Go ahead.
People don't always listen to the government regulations like the air-regulated drugs, but people still use it. So they should leave it out there so it would be healthier and it's not like under, and like the food would be worse because people's like trying to make it.
So we can't control behavior that's even more damaging to people no matter how hard we try. So why try it with food when we can't do it with even more dangerous things, it sounds like you're saying. Who's next? Let's take about five more or so. Go ahead.
I think it's because it's a violation of the First Amendment. Because in the First Amendment, it guarantees freedom of religion and expression. And sometimes people express themselves like through food because they don't like know how to express themselves through like sports or music. And then when I say it's freedom of religion, some religions don't eat meat or protein, mm-hmm. such as the Buddhism religion, I think it is. They don't eat, they're like vegetarian or something like that.
Well, that's good. It could be getting into freedom of religion. That's a good point. If you're told to get your protein from meat, and if you don't eat meat, that's going to be a problem. Let's see who the person right next to you, one of the Washington siblings. Go ahead.
Well, government regulations, they add up more. That's another duty that the government has on their schedule. And since the government, their hands are already full, and if they add that to their schedule, then it can put the citizens of America in risk and the government itself.
Excellent. And any more pro arguments for personal choice when it comes to food?
Well, if the government regulates our food, it can make businesses go out because if they regulate our food and make it healthy, businesses, since they're serving unhealthy food, nobody won't be able to buy it, or less people will buy it, so they'll end up going out of business, and then it'll count as economy money loss.
You guys are really thinking outside the box. That's a good one. I don't like to use that expression, but it really applies here. You're thinking very differently. Don't like to use cliches like that, but you are thinking differently. Any other ideas? Let's get two or three more. This would be why the personal choice should rule when it comes to choosing what you eat rather than government regulation. I see a couple there. We'll get yours.
Well, basically, people come to America for freedom and their own choice. So why shouldn't they be able to eat their own food?
Motherhood and the unhealthiest apple pie possible,
yeah.
Right?
Or if they choose to eat like a fat cheeseburger, they choose to eat that, and that's their fault of the outcome of it.
Okay. And we'll take you, and we'll have you close. Go ahead. I saw your hand up.
Because in the article, like the first article in Section 1, it talks about like legislative. And legislative is basically like in control of like our taxes and like our bills and everything. And they're not in control of like what we put our money towards or how we spend it or how we eat, basically.
Excellent. And you had one too?
The United States Bill of Rights states life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And with the government regulating our food, it could be taking away pursuing happiness for some citizens in the United States. Because some citizens, food is pursuing happiness. That's all they know. They became chefs. They became other things. And if you take away what they eat or what they are used to making, that's just going to end their lives or their careers. And who are you to take that away from them?
You guys represent. I'll tell you what. Manchester Academic Charter School, the Mustangs over on East Liverpool Street. And you guys know what you're doing. And for parents and family members and folks that have to interact with you on a regular basis, they better look out because you can argue both sides of the coin. So you're going to be able to do really well. I wish you a lot of success, and I really appreciate your being here. And I would like you to come back as you continue throughout the year, and those of you that are going to be back next year at Max, so we can keep doing this. It's really fun to have you here. I'd like to do it sometime where people can call in and challenge you too. So let's make another date to do this. That's the Manchester Academic Charter School debate team. Good luck. The debate is this coming October 28th, right? That's the date?
Yes.
At Point Park University. Anybody know what time it is?
Six o'clock.
So October 28th is the date. Thank you, Manchester Academic Charter School.